Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Let's run through some of the news and notes with Lewis Riddick. I always appreciate his commentary on things. Here he is talking about the top story in the NFL. Micah Parsons still hasn't signed a new contract. The Cowboys, it is always drama with them. Here's Lewis Riddick talking about Jerry Jones.
Micah knows he's going to get paid regardless, right? But see, I'm looking at this really from Jerry's standpoint. Yeah, he may say, look, I did this kind of thing with Emmitt. We still won Super Bowls. Because you know what? You had Troy and you had Michael and you had Eric Williams. You had an all-time team.
Yeah.
They don't have an all-time team right now. Right. So, but he's the one who says all the time, I'm all in, right? My clock is ticking. I need to win another championship. Well, this isn't the blueprint for it. And you don't have Troy Aikman over here. And you don't have Michael Irvin. You don't have Deion Sanders. You don't have that team anymore. But you're conducting business like it's back in 1993 again.
There are some teams that are always living in the past of what they used to be. Nebraska is kind of one of those teams that just lives in the past of when they were really, really good. And, man, when they were good, they were phenomenal. It's not 1995 anymore. It's 2025, and you're a middle-of-the-road Big Ten team. Whoop-de-doo. The Cowboys are kind of that way. I do think this is a problem with Jerry Jones. I do think he conducts business this way. Like, if you at least listen to the Michael Parsons account of kind of how the negotiations worked, and then you hear Jerry say, well, that's how I agreed to a deal with Deion Sanders. Well, the whole power structure has changed. Agents are famous now, like legitimately famous and have real power now, where maybe they didn't in a pre-social media era. Like, people know who these agents are. They have a prominent voice, so you kind of got to treat them with respect. And when Michael Parsons tells you, hey, I don't want to negotiate my deal, I need you to go through my agent, if you're not willing to respect that and conduct business in that way in 2025, it's going to lead to some issues, kind of like the issues that the Cowboys are having right now. Now, ultimately, I think they get this done. I know Jerry's coming out and saying, well, we're not sure if he's going to be here in uniform. Jerry, stop it. It's all a show. I've told you guys to block out the noise. None of it matters when it comes to the Cowboys, and none of it matters when it comes to Micah Parsons, because deadlines make deals, and we have seen the Cowboys almost always get this deal done, and all sides will be on the same page when Jerry writes a big check to make Micah Parsons the highest-paid defensive player in the National Football League. We are a couple weeks away, but the Cowboys, you know, they got to keep the content wheel churning, and boy, are they going to keep it churning. So that is the Micah Parsons portion of this. Let's get to the next portion of this. Lewis Riddick thinks Ashton Jeanty is going to be the rookie of the year.
Fill it in. Lewis Riddick, fill in the blank. Who will win offensive rookie of the year?
Yeah, I think this is a slam dunk for Ashton Jeanty. The dude is just an absolute playmaking machine. Now, I know that the level of competition is going to be much different for him, but just think about some of the things he did last year. This guy had 5 TDs of 70-plus yards, 10 of 50-plus, 29 TDs. The average distance was 28 yards. Mm. So he is a home run hitter. And those stats, all courtesy of our boy Hembo. But I'll tell you this. Look, this guy is going to rip it up this year. And people are going to say, look, don't talk to me about running backs not being worth being drafted in the top 10.
I'm telling you right now, my favorite over-under on the board is the Raiders at 6.5. They have made noticeable improvements at the most important things on the field. Noticeable. They have a drastic improvement at head coach. That matters. They have a drastic improvement at running back and just overall skill position player and home run. Do you know last year what their leading rusher got? Just take a guess. Just as an exercise. I mean, last year their leading passer was Gardner Minshew. I think we all assume that Geno Smith is going to be a much better quarterback than Gardner Minshew is. What do you think the leading rusher was last year for the Las Vegas Raiders? How many yards do you think he got?
Well, honestly, I'm sitting back here racking my brain. I don't even know who the human being was. I don't know who.
It was Alexander Mattson.
Okay, so not great for a stat. I'm going to say he's under 500 at 485.
420 yards was the leading rusher last year for the Las Vegas Raiders.
Oh, that's bad.
420 yards. And they had Amir Abdullah had 311 yards. That was their running game last year. Now, we might debate on how great we think that Ashton Jeanty is going to be, but I think Ashton Jeanty is going to get double the amount of yards rushing that Alexander Mattson got last year. So if you're telling me you go from a 400-yard rusher to an 800-900, maybe even more rusher, you make a significant upgrade at quarterback, going from Gardner Minshew to now going to Geno Smith, and you go from Antonio Pierce to now going to Pete Carroll, take me for the over-under on the Raiders at 6.5. I think the Raiders can win 8 or 9 games this year. I really do. There is not a team. Maybe you would argue the Patriots. I know people are really high on the Patriots. There is not a team that they have improved their infrastructure more in a shorter period of time than where the Raiders are. I think the Raiders got a chance of being very competitive this year. I don't think they're a playoff team. I don't think they're surprising you in that way. But just being a team that you can't automatically write a W down the way that you've been able to for the last decade or so. I think the Raiders are going to be very feisty this year. I love their over-under 6.5.
I was going to say, if you have, I mean, 8 wins and 9 wins is different, but I mean, last year, 9-8 was the 17th
AFC.
That's
over, though. That's an over for me on my 6.5. That's over.
I was going to ask the follow-up question, though. You beat me to it, because if you think they can be an 8 or 9 win team, you think they're at least fighting for a playoff spot. They may come up short, but you think
they're this year's version of the Broncos.
What
Denver was last year, I think that's what the Raiders can be this year. I think they can be a team that's fighting at the end of the season for the 8-9 spot. I think they can be that team.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
That's a lot. That's a lot of belief in Geno Smith. Like, a lot.
I think Geno's pretty good. I think the only reason we don't feel that way is because Geno played in Seattle. And just, you know how it is.
I mean, he was totally fine. I don't want to make it sound like he was bad. But, I mean, I don't think, like, for last year's seven seed, it was Bo Nix. Do we think Geno Smith is better than Bo Nix?
No, I don't think he's that. But I guess, to me, the comparison would be is, I think he's, you know, we always have this vision of what Kirk Cousins should be. That's what I think Geno is. Like, I think they added Kirk Cousins. That Kirk Cousins just, well, he gave Minnesota. He didn't really do that last year with Atlanta. But I think Kirk Cousins gives you a floor of what you can expect a quarterback. So if you're telling me that the Raiders added a quarterback that I think is going to throw for 26 touchdown passes and 13 interceptions, that's not a team that wins four games if that's the case. That's a team that's pretty competitive throughout the course of the season. That's what I think the Raiders would be. I think they'll be a pretty competitive team. I think that Jincy does have a chance to win Rookie of the Year. I mean, they'll probably give it to a quarterback. They kind of always do. And I think they just got a chance of just being a competitive, just a team you don't want to play. That's what I think they can be this season. Last thing I want to play from Lewis Riddick. Here he is talking about Shedeur Sanders, who is getting the start this weekend against the Carolina Panthers.
You can't have pre-snap penalties. You can't turn the football over. You can't play off schedule on a consistent basis where it looks like you don't know what you're looking at, and meaning that you haven't been locked in, even though you haven't gotten the reps that you need in order to play at a real high level. Because I'll tell you what, look, Bart knows this. We were talking about it off camera. I know this. When you are a guy who was maybe starting out number three, number four in the depth chart, really, it's about this. Are you willing to do the work and do the preparation when you don't know when the payoff's going to come?
Right.
That's really the true definition of resilience.
When nobody's
watching. Okay, when no one thinks that you're going to do the work because you don't know when the payoff's going to come, are you still putting in the time? This kid is wired to put in the time. And now it's his time to shine, which means show him that you've been in the book. And number two, I always said this to myself in preseason in the NFL. Give them one or two dramatic snaps where they sit there and go, in that staff meeting after the game, number 12's got to get more reps. Mm. Number 12's got to move up the depth chart. Because did you see that? The uncoached look, the unscouted look to where he makes the right play and makes the dramatic play. Because he's done it. He's done it in his career. He just needs to do it at this level now.
That was Lewis Riddick talking about Shedeur Sanders, who was getting the start for the Browns. So I saw the Browns make an announcement that they are only going to play two quarterbacks in their next preseason game. So you would assume that Shedeur is going to get a pretty extended look and a pretty extended opportunity to showcase what he can do and how he looks coming up this weekend against the Carolina Panthers. I mean, this was my message to Shedeur from the entire draft process. I mean, obviously, you want to be drafted as high as you can. You want to put yourself in that situation. You want to be as high up in the depth chart as it matters. But the beautiful thing about sports to me is eventually everybody has to prove it. It doesn't matter if you are the number one overall pick. It doesn't matter if you're the last pick in the draft. Eventually, you get the opportunity to showcase your talent, your ability, and the best, not all the time, but the best usually wins out. The Browns right now, they don't have a quarterback. Like, I always thought that Shedeur, it might have ended up being a roundabout way, but he at least got drafted to a team that gives you a clear opportunity to showcase your ability. That might not have been the case if you had been drafted by some other teams. Like, if you had been drafted in Pittsburgh, you for sure would have been the backup quarterback this year. And I still think they maybe draft over you. Maybe you get drafted by the Giants. That was a possibility. But we saw that they went in a different direction. I mean, you didn't get drafted by Kansas City. I mean, there's no hope in Kansas City at you being the starter. You're hoping for an injury to get a chance to get on the field. You don't got to hope for an injury to get on the field. If Shedeur plays really well this weekend and balls out, he's got a chance to be named the week one starter of the team. So it didn't matter where you got drafted. Hey, you went out there and you won the job and you competed. So that's all that the focus needs to be for Shedeur. We'll all find out. He was the most polarizing prospect last year in the NFL draft for a lot of different reasons. But now we're at the point, I'm really excited and curious to see if the guy can play or not. Let's see. It's been a lot of talking on both sides, whether you think he can or whether you think he can't. Hey, preseason football, it's time to go out and show and prove.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow!
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.